This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, everyone, to Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. I'm your host, Senior Manager of Digital Media Content for the Braves, Ricky Mast. Really glad to have you with us, as always. We've got a great show for you today. Before we get into that, did want to mention, as we've mentioned previously, hey, we're taking your questions and comments via email now. You can email us at btb@braves.com. That's btb@braves.com. And if you do so, you might hear your question read and answered on a future episode of Behind the Braves. So either myself or perhaps some folks around the office can answer some of your questions. So again, if you want to send that to us, just send it to us at btb@braves.com. So getting into today's show, listen, we're really excited. Of course, the Braves are back. The 2024 season has begun. The Braves are looking good on the road thus far. And of course, we're really excited to get them home to Truist Park for the first homestand of the season. As part of that first homestand, we've got a really special event coming up on April 8th. So April 8th, 2024 is the 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record back in 74, hitting his 715th home run. It is going to be a huge celebration at Truist Park on April 8th. If you haven't gotten tickets to this yet, I would advise doing so now. There are still some left. I don't believe there are many. At last I heard, they were going fast, as they should be. This is going to be an extraordinary night at Truist Park as we honor our home run king, the late, great Hank Aaron. There's going to be a lot of big names, dignitaries on hand, a lot of events, ceremonies surrounding this date. It's just going to be a great day. So again, if you haven't gotten tickets and you're able to come to the ballpark that night, I highly advise doing so and doing so soon. And as part of marking that 50th anniversary here on Behind the Braves, we wanted to do a little something to commemorate that as well. And we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could just interview a fan who was there that night? And it just so happens that one of my wonderful colleagues here in the office, Elise Spade, so she works in Braves retail. So a lot of those great great products you see at the Braves Clubhouse stores and store and at Braves Threads, and that you'll see it on Braves retail social channels on Instagram, X. Elise is a big part of all of that. And I found out that her dad, Mike Costa, was actually in attendance in 1974 and saw Hank Aaron break Babe Ruth's record. And so we thought, you know what, that'd be really fun. Let's have Mike on. Let's hear his experiences and his memories of that game. So you know what? Let's get right into it. Here he is, Mike Costa.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
When Elise told me about this, I was really excited. But then when she actually explained what a podcast is, I was even more excited. I mean, this is something.
Well, that's awesome.
It's a new experience.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. You mentioned Elise. I did want to ask you one quick question about her. So I know we'll get into your Braves fandom, but how exciting was that for you? Elise has been here for a while, but how exciting was that for you when Elise came to work for the team that you loved?
It was very exciting. When she got out of college, she said, you know, I don't think I want just to get an office job. I want to, you know, maybe get something in sports. And we were saying, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, I'd like to work for the Braves. And we're going, well, good luck with that. You know, we didn't think there was a chance that would ever happen. And we're just delighted. And she's the second Costa to work for the Braves. I was an usher in 1971.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she's following her dad's footsteps.
I love that. Yep. Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk about you and how you eventually became a Braves fan. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Atlanta. I was born here. I found out the Braves were moving to Atlanta, I was very excited about that. In the early 60s, I wasn't really a big baseball player. I played Little League and all that, but I started collecting baseball cards in the early 60s. And then I thought it was going to be so cool that my baseball cards, you know, that I was getting were now going to say Atlanta Braves instead of Milwaukee Braves. But I was really excited and went to the first game. My parents took, you know, took us, our whole family.
In 1966,
April 12th. And I guess that's the day I became a Braves fan.
Do you still, I have to ask about the cards. Do you still have any of those cards?
Not one of them. Just like so many people say, my mom threw them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the story. Yep. It goes that way, yeah. Yep. So what are your, is that your earliest memories as a Braves fan? I guess since you were here the day one, that was
there
it,
was
right?
No other, there was no earlier memories. That first game, though, it's my first trip to Atlanta Stadium, and I just remember I was blown away when I got in there, 50,000 people, and I'd never seen anything like that. And it was a great game. Braves lost. I don't know if you know much about that game, but Joe Torre hit two home runs that night, became the first Brave to hit a home run in that stadium. They went into extra innings, and Willie Stargell hits a two-run homer in the top of the 12th, and we lost the game 3-2. Joe hit a second home run in the bottom of the 12th, but Braves lost the home opener, but it was still a great memory.
Well, even though they lost, I mean, goodness, you got to see – I mean, Joe Torre hitting two home runs, Willie Stargell hitting a home run. I mean,
Aaron was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie Matthews.
Right. That was Eddie Matthews last year as
that
a player,
was his last
right?
year. He was the only player, I think, to play for Boston, Milwaukee, and Atlanta.
That's one of my favorite Braves. That might be my favorite Braves trivia question is who was the only player to play for all three? Because I think his rookie year was the last year in Boston.
Right.
Of course, the entirety of Milwaukee and last year here. That's great. Yeah. So how often did you – I mean, you went to the very first. How often were y'all able to go to games for those first few years?
You know, the first few years we would go maybe two or three times a year, I guess. But then I really went more in the 70s. You know, I was single. And back in those days it was real easy to go to the Braves games. you could, you know, decide to go at 7 o'clock and we would drive down there and park right next to the stadium because – they didn't draw a lot of people. You know, they were not that good. There were a few good years, but they were not that good. We would always, like, buy the cheapest reserve seat we could get and then go sit behind the dugout. You know, they were glad to have you there.
Yeah.
But and I saw a lot of Hank's home runs during those years.
Oh, that's so great. When did you first start keeping track of – Hank chasing the record? When do you remember that first becoming a thing?
I think that would have been around 71 when they started saying, you know, he's got a good chance to make it. And then you started, you know, counting as you would. And when he got to, I remember I was working as an usher in 71 when he hit 600, number 600. And then when he got to, I think 660 was where Willie Mays was. I think Willie had already retired by then. And so it was nobody but Hank and the Babe from at that point. And it was getting more exciting because he was getting closer to 700. But when they, when he got to 699, they were saying that they would offer 700 silver dollars to the person that retrieved his 700th home run. Of course,
ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
We were out there, and we sat in the, I think it was called the pavilion. It was a lower level in left field because he hit a lot of home runs right there. When he hit it, it was coming right at me, but it landed about 20 rows in front. But I could hear it hitting the slap in the hands as it was coming in, and people were piling in. And some guy crawls out of there with the ball and goes running up the aisle waving it. So I guess he got a 700 silver dollars.
I'm sure that section was packed. Was the ballpark pretty full for 700?
I don't remember. I mean, it might have had 25 or 30,000 there.
Yeah. Well, that stadium was so big as far as the number of people it would hold, even a huge crowd like 30,000 would look kind of.
50,000.
Yeah. How long, I want to back up real quick, how many seasons were you an usher?
Just one. I was in college at West Georgia, and I would come home on the weekends and then during the summer, and then, you know, it was just that one season.
So
it was an experience.
So and then leading up 1973, I assume by that point that's when everybody's really looking, because it was a chance he could break it in 73.
That's
right?
What the big question was, and I will never forget the Saturday night before the 73 season ended. I was out on a date and listening to it on the AM radio in my Volkswagen. He hit number 713. So called all my buddies, said we got to get out there tomorrow, and that next day. The last day of the season, and normally there would be 6,000 people out there. They were in dead last or not doing well. There was 32,000. I guess they couldn't – I would thought it had been full, but they had 32,000, and it was sort of a gray day, and Aaron went 3-for-4, but he didn't hit a home run. But I remember Marshall Mann, the PA announcer at the end of the game, said Aaron's 3-for-4 today brought his season average to an even 300. And I'm thinking, wow, he's 39 years old and, you know, chasing a record, and he still bats 300.
I know. That's something I feel like we love celebrating the home run record with him, but it almost overshadows just how great of an all-around baseball player he was.
Absolutely. And he was a base stealer, too.
Yeah. He could do it all.
He could. Yeah. Sure could.
So we end the 73 season. He's one short, opening 74 on the road. Just take me through what you remember about that 74 season. And I'm sure you're hoping that he's going to tie and break the record at home so you could go. But what do you remember about heading into that season?
The Braves started off the 74 season in Cincinnati for a three-game series. It was a Thursday. They were off Friday and then played Saturday and Sunday. Well, I was at Georgia State at the time. I skipped school that day. It was an afternoon game because I was going to watch that first game to see if he hit it. I'll be doggone if his first swing, his first at-bat and his first swing, he hits number 714. And I couldn't believe it. Well, then, you know, the Braves wanted him to break it in Atlanta. And I guess you would remember this or know about this. They had said they were going to sit him down for the next two games. And the commissioner, Bowie Kuhn, did not like that at all. He said, you know, the object is to win. You shouldn't do that. And he played two out of three games last season, so he should play two out of three this season. So he did not play Saturday. And then on Sunday, he played, and he struck out three times. Now, I don't know if that was intentional or whatever. I'm not saying anything. And so that brought him to Monday night, our opener.
So those games in Cincinnati, were all of those televised?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they were.
Okay.
They were.
And it wasn't, I mean, it's not like today where every game's on TV. Back
no,
then,
they might have been televising it just because there was an opportunity for him to break the record, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I would imagine so. Yeah. All right. So we get to April 8th. Was April 8th on a Monday?
It was a Monday. It was a stormy day. There'd been tornadoes around the Midwest, and it was just a typical spring day. It would rain for a while, then the sun would come out, you know, and the forecast was iffy for that night. And I remember being, you know, real nervous that they were going to have a rain delay or it was going to get rained out or, you know, whatever. But around 6 o'clock, it started clearing up. It was a full house that night.
When did you get tickets for that game?
You know, I'm trying to remember. I think I'm sure I didn't buy them that day. I bought them, you know, in advance, but I don't remember exactly when.
Okay. Yep. So who did you go with to the game?
I went with seven of my friends. There was four couples of us. And I still keep in touch with there's still five of us that we still talk and see each other and remember that night. And I will be letting them know that I'm on this podcast.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Where did you guys do you remember going to the game, how you got there, or did y'all meet there?
We probably went in two different cars, but I don't necessarily remember that. I remember exactly where we were sitting. We were in the upper level along the third base side, sort of looking down on the foul pole. So when Aaron got up, this is his second at-bat of the night, and hit the ball, I didn't think it had enough to make it. Because it seemed to be too high, And then it just seemed to keep drifting back, and it cleared the fence about 10 feet. But we were looking straight down on it.
Oh, my gosh. So what was that moment like? Did you all just jump up and celebrate? Oh, yeah. What was it like in that ballpark in that moment?
It was pandemonium. I think it was about a 10 or 12-minute ovation. They wouldn't stop applauding. And there was, you know, celebration at the plate. You know, they basically stopped the game and came out and did, you know, presentations. His mom ran out on the field and gave him a big hug. It was great.
Do you remember seeing the – did you see the two kids that ran out on the field?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you worried about that at all, or was anybody worried, or no?
I thought that was cool. I said, those guys are going to spend the night in jail, but they're going to be seen for years to come.
Well, and you were right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
So, did you get any? I already know the answer to this question because I already saw it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Okay. Did you have any keepsakes or anything you saved from that game?
Actually, for the 700th home run, and for the 715th, they gave a certificate, and it said I was there when Hank Aaron broke, you know, hit number 700 or hit number 715, and I do have those. In a frame with actually there's a ticket, but my parents were also at the game. They were sitting somewhere else and it was their ticket. I don't know what happened to my ticket, but I found it at their house one day and I said, I'm going to put this with my frame. So, I still have those, and I got my daughter to get Hank to sign it too.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Oh, that's great. So when you look back at that night, I mean, we're coming up, I mean, it was 50 years since then.
50 years ago. It's hard for me to believe.
Does it still feel like it was just the last weekend?
Everything feels like it was last weekend. 50 years, it blows my mind that it's that long ago. It was something I'll never forget, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do
this. Thanks for having me.
And we appreciate it.